Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Manna. And I'm Pastor Greg, and it's good to be with you here on our morning devotion. And we've been going through the Psalms together. So the Psalms are rich. They're full of emotion and practical instruction and theology, and they're very real. They're obviously coming from the heart and the experience of the writers. And so there's such benefit and profit for us being in the Psalms together. So we started Psalm 33 last week, a Psalm of David, and it's really a psalm that encourages us to praise God, to be a people of praise. There's something about gratitude coming out of our mouths and worship being lifted up to the Lord that is so impacting upon our outlook. It is so powerful in shaping our lives and how we impact others. If you've ever been around someone who's just a grateful person, you know that there's just this joy that abides in them. It doesn't mean that life, you know, is always going swimmingly for that person, but they find a way to just be grateful through thick and through thin. And so praise, as we talked about last week, it befits God's people. It fits us. It suits us. It's appropriate. And it's super beneficial. And so we have to discipline ourselves to get the negative out of our mouths and to not be sour and dour and dark and always seeing the dark side of things, but to see, in fact, our God is in every moment, in every circumstance, working out his plan for his glory and for our good. So we continue on as David, the writer, says that we should praise him, praise the Lord, for his counsel, for his counsel. Verse 10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. So notice that. So God frustrates the plans of the nations. How many of God's people are so worried about, you know, what's going on in the world and the governments and the corruption in our government and, you know, and all, and the plans behind the scenes and the great reset, you know, and all this. That's the plans of the nations. And there's, you know, colluding going on and you know, and all these kinds of things going on around the world. And people are worried about, they obsess over it. And oh, no. And the Bible just says, well, God frustrates their plans. And God's counsel stands forever. So what that means is for us is we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be worried. We don't have to be fearful at all. Literally at all. We can walk each day out with joy, no matter how, you know, things are shaking out in the news or whatever, what's going on. We can live in joyful submission to our God, whose counsel will endure forever. So we praise him for his counsel. And then we praise him also for his favor, his favor. Verse 12, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. So blessed is the nation. Now, you know, people often think of the United States as a Christian nation because indeed it was founded upon scripture in many ways and the principles of the Word of God, the truths, the foundational truths, and including the value of an individual, that all human beings are created and have unalienable rights because of virtue of them being created by God. And that's amazing, and that's beautiful, and that's what served our country so well. But I believe the nation that's being talked about here, or at least pointed to, is the church. Remember in, I think it's 1 Peter 2, right around verse 9, that God is making of his people a holy nation. a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And so the nation, the church, enjoys the favor of God. So the favor that the church enjoys is it's a favor that's born of grace. It's not earned. It isn't, you know, the church is so amazing that she's elicited the favor of God. It's no, God is gracious and he's poured out his favor upon those who have trusted in his son, Jesus Christ. And that's the way it works. That's the principle of the kingdom is God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so listen, if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have his favor and you're part of a nation, the church that enjoys the favor of God. And, you know, the church doesn't get much good press these days, but listen, in God's eyes, she's a beauty. And she will be presented spotless and blameless before his throne with exceeding joy, it says in Jude. Well, we praise him also for his care, verse 13. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. So the Bible says in, I think it's Matthew, that the Lord has numbered all the hairs of your head. So you think about that. Like each hair has a number. Of course, the idea is not so much that's not a technical phrase, but that God knows the very intimate details of your life and he cares about them. And so he cares about you. Every Wednesday morning, we have a prayer walk here at our church, and a few of us, we will walk the property and we'll lift up the prayer requests of the people of our church who have, you know, handed in prayer requests to our prayer box, or we have a prayer wall in our prayer room, and they'll hand in their prayer requests. We gather up all the requests, and we'll pray for a half hour or so, and we usually begin by just acknowledging, Lord, you are a compassionate God. You are our Father. We are your children. And Lord, you hear the cries of your people. You care about the intimate details, the smallest problems. Lord, you care about all of it. So we come to you confident that you're going to hear our prayers and you're going to answer them for your glory and for the good of your people. And we begin to pray for people who are struggling with cancer, or the family that's having a hard time making ends meet, and so on and so forth, because God cares. We praise him for his care. And then it says in verse 15, he who fashions the hearts of them all and observes their deeds, the king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might, it cannot rescue. So what a great statement is that, you know, all the things that can seem so impressive and so powerful to us, the, you know, might and power and, you know, and all of this really are not powerful in light of who God is. And all of these things can fail. And so wise is the person who puts their trust in the Lord, not in their own resources, their own bank accounts, their own talents and abilities, but on the Lord himself. Verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. So he's going to keep you alive. He's going to take care of you. Verse 20, our soul waits for the Lord, and our help is from, he is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon me, even as we hope in you. The book of Jude, there's an interesting phrase right towards the end. It says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Here David prays, may your steadfast love be upon me. That's a great, great thing to pursue, Christian, is keep yourself in his love. Pray, Lord, may your steadfast love, may I be immersed in your love. Lord, you love me, and may your love have its proper effect in my life, keeping a melted, soft heart toward you. God bless you guys.